cream and 100% real cocoa. Just 99 cents each for a short time. So hurry in and treat yourself today. You know when it's real.
Okay, everybody, prepare yourself for the Mike Schultz experience.
Although, man, I have to live up to that intro?
Can you ever be really prepared for it? Mike is the
I'm not.
Movie critic and entertainment
Mike
editor.
Mike Schultz and his band of gypsies.
There you go.
He's a movie critic and entertainment editor of the River Cities Reader. You can read his columns online anytime you like at rcreader.com.
Cheers.
You know, the New York Times publisher announced yesterday that before too long, in the next year or two, or for sure in the next 3 or 4 years, they're not going to be printing any more newspapers. The New York Times will stop.
Did they? Oh, I didn't hear that news.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, he said the days are numbered.
He said it was pretty sure. Basically, within 5 years, there won't be a New York Times paper.
Yeah.
It'll all be online.
I wonder if that's a threat so people can.
That's a game changer, though, when the New York Times says we're giving up on this.
Yeah.
Because then who sticks around if it's thinking that, well, the Times did it?
Yeah.
You know? But, makes sense. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. In the era of Kindle, you know, there's not going to be books too much longer either. So
that's true.
That's why I got to give the River Cities Reader so much credit, because they were way out ahead on the whole internet thing.
Yeah.
And that rcreader.com, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't go find the paper when you can, but you're not going to have the paper around 10 years from now, are you?
I can't see there being almost any papers, to be honest, in America. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of like that Fahrenheit... what is that? Where they burn all the
451,
books?
451,
mm-hmm.
The big read for the area this month. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But we don't have any books anywhere anymore.
There's nothing to burn.
Right. It's just all, in a weird way, it kind of happened.
Yeah.
The future is a future where nobody has any newspapers or books.
Right.
Here we are.
The future is now, guys.
Think of all the trees we'll save, though.
This is a point.
But those trees were only grown to be made into paper. That's what infuriates me.
Right.
Those trees, their only purpose was to be paper.
Mm-hmm.
They won't plant those trees.
Well, okay.
But you know what, frankly? Look at the news. There's too many damn trees as it is. Wildfires all over the place.
Wow.
Less trees, that's what I say.
Oh,
that's a contrary viewpoint.
Mm.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Stupid
trees, you think you're better than me?
He's a lunatic.
Mike, what did you see last time, since last time we spoke?
I've seen a couple flicks since we spoke. Going the Distance, that's what that's called, right?
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore and Justin Long,
romantic
comedy. Quite good.
Yeah.
Really quite good. Yeah, much sadder than I expected, actually. It's a romantic comedy that's actually kind of serious, which was unusual. They've got they've got the long distance relationship and blah blah, but they actually treat it like this is a legitimate problem. We don't have money. I can't afford a plane ticket to go see you.
Yeah.
And that was a nice little surprise. Drew Barrymore is outstanding in it.
Yeah.
She's really good. I'm very hot and cold on her, but
I'm telling you, that's the same thing with me.
Yeah.
I either am in love with her or I just hate her guts.
Yeah,
now,
she's
our
great.
Buddy,
in this.
Jim Gaffigan is in this, right?
Jim Gaffigan is in this. Yeah. Is he a friend of the program?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's great. He's Christina Applegate's husband, I think, in that, and she's good. Great cast. Charlie Day from who I'm now a fan of since I'm getting caught up on Philadelphia. He's terrific. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it a lot.
That's good to hear.
And then I saw Machete.
Boy,
I wanted to like Machete.
Yeah.
I didn't. But that's a thing with me and Robert Rodriguez, I think. I don't like what he does. I don't get it. He just seems really amateurish to me, and it's like C-grade Tarantino. It doesn't work for me.
Amateurish is the word that I struggle to find with him, because when I see those movies, I think, and I don't have any talent for this, but I think, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could have made that movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The dialogue's not good. It doesn't look like it's shot particularly well.
That's the thing. Yeah, the dialogue's bad. The acting's bad. It looks crummy. But it's ultra violent. But you know, you can see that.
Isn't all that almost intentional?
See, but that's the thing. That's why he's irritating, because a lot of fans will say that. You know, well, it's supposed to look crappy.
Well,
big success. Congratulations. All right. Mission accomplished.
Right.
It looks like hell.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
So you
didn't like it at all?
I really didn't like it at all. There's one great scene where Machete, Danny Trejo, busts through a guy's guts, pulls his intestines out, and leaps out a second floor window uses it as a rope to get to the first floor window and crashes through
that.
I did too. I was like, that works. But a lot of it is just, it's jokey without being funny. I mean, you got Lindsay
down the side of a building.
Yeah, it was great.
Someone's large intestine.
I have never seen that before, I can honestly admit. But a lot of it's just jokey without being funny. It's like Lindsay Lohan playing a, you know, a coked up whore. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, that's just depressing. You know, I watched that. And I don't
a
laugh.
Too real.
Yeah, there's nothing to laugh at with that. You know, yeah, you know, it was. I shouldn't have expected more, but
no,
I did. I was
no.
like, all right. He's done two or three good movies in his career, and that's
so
it.
So you got one out of two, right?
Yeah.
You one out of two you liked.
That's all right. That's not bad.
Opening in theaters, I've only got one clip, and this is from the trailer to the new Resident Evil movie. Resident Evil Afterlife. Now, I've lost track. How many Resident Evils is this?
I think this is four. I'm pretty sure. I missed the first two. I actually liked
the third one.
I did actually. Probably only because I hadn't seen the first two. But I did. I had fun. It was cool.
Mila Jovovich returns as Alice, continuing her fight to survive in a world ravaged by a virus that turns its victims into zombies.
Yay!
Go figure. Mike would be on board with this
right?
film.
Okay.
Here's a little bit from the trailer, at least from the new Resident Evil movie.
This was the start of an apocalypse that would sweep the entire world. That was 5 years ago. My name is Alice. The men responsible for this disaster took refuge underground. The Umbrella Corporation feels safe.
Everything is quiet here.
They feel secure. They're wrong.
Well, there you go. Resident Evil, if that's your thing.
Sure.
Another movie opening up this weekend. Also, a bunch of little small movies that I really don't know much about. You've got something called Flipped.
Yeah, Flipped gets me nervous a little bit. I'm not sure if it's set in the 50s or 60s, but it looks like it's set in the 50s or 60s. Right. But it's Rob Reiner, and it looks just like Stand By Me, but without the dirty jokes. In which case you go, what's the point of that exactly?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I heard him describe it as it's just like Stand By Me.
Well, why would he say that?
I don't doubt that though. Uh-huh. I'm sure,
you know,
because
I mean,
that's one of his.
I mean,
his seminal works.
Is it a matter of I know that my last, you know, the last 15 years of movies.
You'll like me
awful.
Again if I make the movies that you liked me for 25
well,
years
I can
ago.
I'll just revisit my childhood again.
Sure. Yeah.
Because that because
everyone's
that
years at
me.
Age 11 were so interesting.
That,
you know
that interest. Yeah.
I guess that's the one thing that really drives me crazy about Stand By Me is that whole idea of, you know, no one ever had friends the way you did when you were 11. Well, I don't remember anyone I hung out with 11, and I don't know anyone who did, you know?
That's an outstanding point.
Go to college, you know? You'll have beer drinking buddies for the rest of your life, but I don't know.
We also have a movie opening called 16 to Life. Now, this was filmed in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear.
Kate is a rural American teenager whose angst about sexual inexperience drives for a comic quest for love and understanding on a birthday to end all birthdays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I notice is it's not rated by the Motion Picture Academy, which means anything goes, guys.
Yeah?
I mean, it won't.
You mean like Midnight Cowboy?
Right. Caligula? I'm doubting that.
Though
but
I have emerged. What is that? Though I may take the form of Caius Caligula, I am every man as I am no man, and therefore a god. I shall await the decision of the Senate Claudius.
That's actually very good.
I've got to see
that. Well, he's a god now.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Roddy McDowell, in a role that will haunt you.
And shock you.
And shock you. Anything else opening up?
That's it.
It's a
weird weekend, isn't it? That's it.
You're going to see Resident Evil, I bet.
Yeah, I'll go catch them all, actually. I got a relatively light weekend. Well, I can do that.
There it is. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Next week, I think we start with box office movies again, don't we? Like big movies?
I would hope. It's been a couple weeks in a row with nothing. What is next week?
Next week, we've got The Town, the Ben Affleck.
Yeah, have you seen the previews for that?
Looks
looks pretty good.
It does.
Yeah.
It does look good.
Good cast.
Yeah, that'll be, and another M. Night Shyamalan. Devil.
He's not directing this one, I think, so we might be safe.
It's his idea.
Based on an idea by M. Night Shyamalan?
There's a, like, the idea is that there's a devil in an elevator?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from this.
Trapped in an elevator. And
with the devil.
The devil is in the elevator with them.
That's not bad.
What were the chances?
Yeah. Oh, great.
Hold the elevator. No.
Hold a second.
No, we're not.
Gets his tail trapped. Just, could you open it? Why did you hold the? Why did you? Why everyone did you, else is looking at the dummy. Why did you hold the door for the devil? He was gonna miss it. He wasn't gonna make it.
He's just awkwardly fumbling around and like almost poking out people's eyes with the pitchfork. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This damn
the
thing.
John Lovitz devil.
All of you, obey me.
Oh, if they only gave us a chance, Mike.
Right. Seriously.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.